Okay, Tamura Daf Test. Today's daf is Tamura Daf Test. We are on Test Amud Aleph. We'll start with the top line by the Mishnah as we continue here in the first parak of Tamura in Parak HaKol Memirin, which is laying down all the rules and regulations and the details of the Avera and the Mitzvah of Tamura. Right, this parak goes all the way till Daf Yud Dalad, Yesh B'Karbanos. This parak we have all the details of Tamura. We spoke about who can make Tamura. That was the first Mishnah. We spoke about the other details along the way. And now we're up to which types of animals can become Tamura when one is involved in Tamura. Says the Mishnah, Mimirin min hatzon al habakar, umin habakar al hatzon. As we has been mentioned, the substitution doesn't have to be exact. It could be different types of animals. If I could have a tzon karban and I could make tamura, I could be meimir on bakar, on cattle. Bakar ala tzon. Umin akfasim ala izim. Umin izim ala kfasim. It has to be something that is shayach to be a karban. But different types of animals. You can't be meimir on a table. Right? That's not tamura. Right? Zutach azu. But it has to be a potential karban. Umin azachar ala kevas. Umin azakevas ala zachar. Umin atmimim al ba'alimumin. Min ba'alimumin ala tmimim. A tam and a balmum. This was the chiddush that we have said. You could be meimir on a balmum. Even though one can't be makdish a balmum. If there's an animal, there's even an avera, as we've spoken about the past couple of days, of being makdish balmum and doing all the avodos on a balmum. But by tamura, it works. Not that you're supposed to, not that you're allowed to, right? Remember the lashon that we had a week ago, back on that base, lo shatai rashoi, by the language of the Mishnah at the beginning. Lo sha'adam rashoi lohamir, elashim hamir, mumar. If it works, it works. And that's how we got into the whole sugya, dafay and dafav, of kamilsa davar rachman lo sevid, yavad mahani o lo mahani. But here, it works on ba'ali mumin, but it's mirin o ba'ali mumin, min ba'ali mumin ala tzmimin. That also relates to, is this a new hakdasha versus a hemshich of a hakdasha? Shene'emar, how do you know all of these halachos that it doesn't have to be exact parallel? Lo yachlifenu velo yamir oso, tov bara o rabatov. Right, you're not allowed to substitute or switch good for a bad for a good. What does it mean, good for bad? Not just subjectively in your eyes. This is a worse animal or a better animal. That's the pashas of the pasuk. That's the pshuta shel pasuk. But chazal darshin, ra also means something negative inherently besides what you think. And what does that mean? We'll see in a second. Vezeo tov bara, b'bali mumin, shakadim akdeshas mumon. Tov bara means a balmum that it's hektish preceded its getting a mum. Meaning I could create tamura even from a balmum that was a balmum only after it was hooked. If somebody's makdash an animal and then it becomes a mum, so that animal still has the power in it to create tamura. If an animal has a mum and then a makdash it, then it's not strong enough. Then it's not strong enough to create tamura because it inherently is not fully kadosh itself. Look at Rashi, Vezeu tov bara. What is tov bara? So the Mishnah said balimum, klomar, ezeu ra de kodesh, of its tamura, which ra in kodesh. So can make a good animal from a bad animal, from a negative animal. So what type of negative animal has the power to do that? Shekadim hekdesho es mumo, only if the hekdesh preceded. Avokada mumo es hekdesho, lo avit tamura. But if the mum preceded the hekdesh, it does not create tamura. Tobara ra betof. What about ra bira? Would that work? So that's a discussion. Rashi and Tosfos, they talk about it later on, Adav Chav Zayin Amid Beis, all the way towards the end of the Masechta, back in the fifth Perek, Tosfos and Rashi there, quote, Rashi says, there, Tosfos quotes Rashi, I'll just read it from there, Tosfos, Zibra Basel Ba'alas, Pirish Rashi, De Ba'alas Mum, Tachas Ba'alas Mum, Lo Tafis, De Ein Ra Oset Tmura Bira. Rashi holds that Tov Bara or Rabatov, one of them can be Bali Mumin. But if both are Bali Mumin, then it's not going to create Tamura. That is Rashi Shita. They're quoted in Tosis. The Dafka Tov Bara or Rabatov votes a Tamura Aval Rabaralo. That's Rashi. Velo Nihira. Tosva says, I don't understand, right? Once it's a rule breaker, it's a rule breaker. Velo Nihira, Dezelo Matsinu. First of all, we don't find it anywhere. You don't find anywhere that it's the Farish that it doesn't create Tamura. It sounds like it's a rule breaker. And it doesn't matter what is, if they are Ba'ali Mumin or not. says number one, the ode the other Abba, Mashmala El Parakama. Also, Tosas there quotes our daf, our Omen Aleph that we'll see. The Rabba Ratafis. It sounds like our Gemara includes everything and it doesn't include anything. And therefore, Tosas says he thinks it works. Varashi Pirish de Rabba Ranami Chayil Tmura Ale. It is chal. Miu yesh lanu lomar tfei laachule mila atfuse. The lama yatvis meacher de eno male osa. The gabzosi de ruil akrava. Okay, that's Tosus, chav zayin amid aleph machlokas with Rashi. And all these halachas are quoted right at the beginning of Hilchas Temura, right? These are the basics of Temura, and that's why the Rama puts this in the beginning of Hilchas Temura in Perek Aleph, when he talks about, after discussing the details of Temura, of Kol HaMeimir Loket, the Rama starts off by saying that anyone who does Temura gets Malkus, and the exceptions to the rule, as we mentioned, both parts of this Rambam at the beginning of the Masechta, the Rambam first talks about, even though it's a lav she'ein b'maisa, still one is going to get Malkus, is one of the exceptions to the rule, and then the Rambam talks about why it's not a lav v'nita klase. Right, those two discussions are in Temura, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, that he gets into, who can be Meimir. A little bit, he spoke about Shutfin, he spoke about Tzibor, Halacha Beis, Echad HaMeimer B'Zadon, O Sheheimer B'Shkaga, Hareza Ose Tzmura V'Loke, even Tzmura B'Shogeng, right, Echad B'Zadon, Meimer B'Shkaga, that is one of the exceptions to the rule. Kesa, what do you mean Shogeng? HaMeskavi Lomar, Hareza Tzmura Ola Sheishli, V'Yamar Hareza Tzmura Shlomim Sheishli, Hareza Tzmura V'Loke, right, if somebody, what does Shogeng mean? It doesn't mean Shogeng that a person doesn't know that it's usher. He wanted to say A, he says B. Im abdima shem mutter lahamir behemir, o sha'amar ekanis labayezeva amir midaiti, so then he's not going to get malchus. Okay, but that's in terms, again, basic shogig or mazin. Halacha gimel. Ein adam mehmir behemto bekarban sheino shalom. As we will see, and we've spoken about, it has to be your karban. Can't be a karban sheino shalchav. Im amar bala karban, kalarotza lahamir behemti yavo v'yamir. And if somebody who says, whoever wants to, we'll get to that a later, let's skip this for now, then it works. But then, the Rama continues. Hayo reish meimir, who can, who can't? What about goyim? What about men? What about women? What about ketanim? What about kohanim? What about levim? All the different types of people. Who can, who can't? And then the Rama continues. Okay, what about the animals? What about the animals? And the Rambam gets into Ofosu Menachos Enos Tzmura. Shlo Nemar Ela Bebehema. Number one, it's only by animals, behemos, and not Ofosu Menachos, which are coming up by the Shem and Ar Masechta. Carbon is Bedeka Bias. What about Bedeka Bias or not Ose Tzmura? And then what about Hakdoshas Ba'ali Mumin? So that's our Mishnah. Hamakdish Ba'alas Mum Kavua. It's always good in general to, especially in these areas of halacha, the Rambam has four prakim in Temura to make sure that we go through all of them and to make sure that we learn the halacha l'maisa. Hamakdish baalis mum kavua ina osa Temura. Third is makdish a baal mum, then ina osa Temura. Mibnei shalom is kadesh gufa kiddush gamur. Ve'ena ela kedushas damim. When our Mishnah says that baal mum shekadam hekdeshur is muman, why does that not work? If I'm makdish a baal mum, that animal cannot create Temura. Why? Because that animal doesn't have full kedusha. That animal is tainted from the start. Shlon is kadish gufa kiddush gavur. Ve'ena ela kedushas damim. It only has kedushas bedekabayis. At most, it's a baal mum that you were makdish, and therefore it's like bedekabayis that cannot create tamura. Aval makdish baalus mum over, which we're not allowed to do. But if I did it, oshe hikdish tamima v'yacharkach nola mum kavua. Hareza osa tmura, that can create tmura because it had full kedusha to begin with. And then the Rama quotes the rest of our Mishnah. Echad ha-meimer tamim b'balmum, o balmum b'tamim, o sheheimer bakar batzon, o tzon b'bakar, o kvasim b'izim, o izim b'kvasim, o nekevus b'zachar b'nazaram nekevus, o sheheimer, this we didn't get to yet, 1 to 100, 100 to 1, we'll get to that a little bit later. So the Rama says that can create tmura. So the Rama quotes all of these halachas in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Temura. The Brisker Rav wonders here on our Mishnah, what exactly do you need a pasuk for? Why would you have thought otherwise? V'zeh yalfina mikra d'behema b'behema. I'm not sorry, beer. Maishna d'lo yuchol l'hamir kei b'lokra. The pasuk says Temura. So once I know Temura, so then why do I need a pasuk, as we'll see, to teach me this? Lo yachlifenu. We know Temura. You can't switch animals. Why would I have thought that it has to be exact? Vinira says the Brisker Rav that the Rav Mapaskins in Hilchos Psuli Hamakdashim If somebody has to, says the Rambam, I'll read you the Rambam in Tzulim Kedashim, Dalad Yurches. If somebody is, Aval Hedyo Shefer Zachar Lachatas, if a Hedyo, I'm supposed to bring a carpet chatas, and I'm mafresh a zachar. You can't bring a zachar for a chatas. You have to bring in a keva. If I'm mafresh a zachar for a chatas, the nasi shehifresh seira lachatas. A nasi that has to bring a male is mafresh a female. The chikoin mashiach shehifresh para lachatas. Hare elu ein miskachin. Lo kedushas aguf, lo kedushas damim.
If I'm mafresh, if I designate an animal that is totally not ro'i to use, so then it's not kadosh. So, says the Brisker Rav, maybe that would be our Havamina. If you have an animal that's supposed to be used, you have a female that's supposed to be used for a chatas, and then you say, this male should be a tamura for this female, but this male cannot be used for the purpose that the first carbon can be used for. So maybe I would have thought that, no, it has to be an exact substitution. And therefore, hacha gamkin ari b'mashe pasul b'kar, v'yalze amrina doze a tamura. I would have thought that it wouldn't be able to be used because it has to literally take the place of the first animal, and that is why You need the
pasuk. Again, relates to how exact of a substitution this is, but that's the Brisker Rav commenting based on the Rambam in Psulei HaMukdashim. Again, the question of the Griz is based on, once you know this of Tamura, why do you need a pasuk for about some of the details? Again, the whole idea of Tamura is obviously a chiddush to say that this is something that works, right? Tamura, you might say, is somewhat of a chiddush. Usually when I'm try to be mechalel or podes something, usually, again, it's not a chiddush, but usually that one kedusha goes in, one kedusha goes out, right? But there are exceptions, usually by Meiser Sheni and by other types of pidyon, but there are times that I try to be machdu something, and both are hektish, right? There are two things that say hektish, right? The word talks about Jibbeh Shvius is always the Kedusha that can transfer, but it always remains Kadosh, the base. I think Shvius and Avodah Zarah, the two that are the exceptions to the rule, discuss in Maseches Kedushin and elsewhere. Okay, says the Gemara, Minani Mili. How do I know this? As the Brisker pointed out, we need a pasuk. The Tana Rabbanan, Behema, Bibehema, Mikan, Shebemirin, Minatzon, Alabakar, Minabakar, Alatzon, Minakfasim, Alizim, Minizim, Alhakfasim, right? All different types of flexible substitutions. Umin Azachar, Alakavas, Umin Azakavas, Alazacharim, Umin Bali Mumin, Alatzvim, Umin Atzvim, and Bali Mumin. As long as it is certain types of Bali Mumin, as we're about to see. Yachal Afilu Kata Mum Lahekdeshan. I might have thought that even if the Mum comes first, a makdish, an animal, which is usur. But this was one of the 14 cases which the Gemara spoke about. That why does it work if the Torah says it's usur? But as the Gemara ended off, there aren't too many differences between Abaye and Rava. They agree in almost every case, maybe in every case. Lamaskana, different versions. But you might think that even kadam yachal afilu kadam mum lech deshatam alamar lo yachlifenu v'lo yomer oto tov bara rabatov. Eze oto bara ba'ale mumin shekadam hekdeshat es mumon. That is the one that works, that could create tamura. As long as it had a hekdesh status before it got a ba'al mum. If not, it's just like by the Kabbayis, clues by the Kabbayis, as the Rambam said. My Tamuda, so how do you know that from the Pasig? So Machlokas Abaya and Rava. Getting back to Abaya and Rava. Amar Abaya, Neimakra, Lo Yachlifenu Velo Yamir, Oso, To Bara, Ora, Bo. You don't need the extra word. Tov, the good one in the Bara, Obara, in it. Bitov Achrina Lamali. What do you need? Extra Tov. Shbamina. Tov Meikaro Ose Tamura. Ra Meikaro Eina Ose Tamura. Only Tov Meikaro. Not Ra Meikaro. It has to have been Hekdesh originally. Again, Tov, we look at Tov in a subjective way. Subjective way, because what's good and what's bad, as we would translate it. It's very subjective. If the Torah says Tov, so that it has to be maybe something more objective. That's how Chazal knew that it can't just mean what's good in your eyes. Because what's good in Hashem's eyes is ultimate good. And what's ultimate good? Something that's more objective. Right? Baal Mum versus Tamim. Maybe that's how Chazal knew that Tov and Ra here don't mean Tov and Ra, so just subjectively in our eyes. Reminds us a little bit of the Rambam in Mor Nevuchim. It's a big discussion, as we know, the state of affairs in the world before the Chet of Adam HaRishon and after the Chet of Adam HaRishon. The way the Rambam formula, and many say that, somehow the Yetzer Hara was more external beforehand, and that it became more internal part of the person after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas. The way the Rambam formulates it is that before the Chet, there was Emes and Sheker. And after the Chet, there was Tov and Ra.
Right? Emes and Sheker are more objective. And Adam and Chava were, so to speak, on the wavelength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything was objective. There was no taiva from within. And that's how the pasuk says that they were naked, velo yisposhashu. Right? The svarno there on that pasuk says that every limb and organ of the body was equal, velo yisposhashu. Just like the eyes and the ears and the mouth, we're not embarrassed about that. We don't like think there's anything unusual about talking about them and covering them up. So too, the evarim that are usually covered up, bizman hazeh, right? And it should be covered up. So it's the same thing, v'lo yisposhashu, because it was all emes and sheker. It wasn't tov and ra. After the chait, then it became more subjective. Our own personal values played more of a role, and that's tov and ra. Different than emes and sheker. So maybe that's also how Chazal knew when it says tov and ra here, but here the Torah is saying tov and ra. It's not us. And if the Torah is saying tov and ra, it's probably more in the world of objective, something positive and something negative, and that's how Chazal know that it means ra is bamum. Ra is not just a pashup shot, but it's something deeper. But again, the Gemara says here that it still has to be tov me'ikaro and not ra me'ikaro. That is all abaye. It's the extra tov that teaches us this limit from the balimum that had a balimum before the hektish will not create tamura. Rava Amar, Travayu Tov Yitur Miyasri. Rava says, both Tovs are extra. Right? We only said, Rava said only the second one is extra. Both Tovs are extra. Tov Yiture Miyatri. Imke, Nichtov Kra, Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yamir Oso. We know we're talking about a carbon. Right? We read the psukim last time. We know we're talking about a carbon. So you don't need to tell me the carbon is Tov. So Lo Yachli Fenu, Velo Yamir Oso, it should have said. Bara, O Bara, Tov. What do you need either of them for? Chatov afilu bitov nami. Right? Even where both are tov, neither of them are blemished. Ki meimer lucky. I would have thought to switch two tamim animals, well, you're not doing anything wrong. Tov bitov. So one extra tov teaches me that even that's an avera. Right? You can't switch. Right? Remember the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Temura. The Rambam says that the even good for good, even if it's a better animal and a juicier animal. But still, the way of an Adam very commonly is for us to lose the moment, the feelings of inspiration. We don't want to give the animal. We decide that I want to give this one and not that one. Kadosh Baruch Hu says you can't. You can't choose. Even Tov B'Tov. So Rashi and Tosfos later on had the machlokas about what about Ra B'Ra. Right here we're saying what about Tov B'Tov. So Rava says Tov B'Tov is also, the Chiddush is that even there you get Malkus, right? Even where I'm giving a better animal, and I might think, well, this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu would want. The answer is no. Kadosh Baruch Hu makes the rules, and we don't decide ourselves. Ve'idach, and what about the other Tov? Tov Me'ikara Osa Temura, Ra Me'ikara Enosa Temura. So Rava has an extra din. Rava is not arguing on Abaya about the Halacha. He's just saying there's an extra Tov, and you learn another Halacha from the extra Tov as well. The Abaya, and Abaya would answer, how do you know that halacha of Tov B'Tov is also Aser? Kalvachomer who? I would know it based on a Kalvachomer that also one shouldn't do, one shouldn't be involved in it. Says the Gemara, what's the Kalvachomer? Ma Tov B'Ra, di Yuli Koma Ailile Lucky. Where you're going up, right? And one way you can look at it, Tov B'Tov is worse. Where you're going up, I'm taking a balmum right now. It was an animal that was hooked on us that became a balmum. I want to switch that for a regular tom animal. Wouldn't that be better? That would be amazing. I'm giving a carbon now that can be used. So you might think, if Tov B'Ra, di lui koma aili le lucky, that you're going to get malchus for. Tov B'Tov d'chiyad dodi nina l'kol shakin d'lucky. So surely Tov B'Tov. So in a sense, even though you might have said that, no, Tov B'Tov is not a Kalvachomer. You would have thought that's better. No, you would have thought that's worse. Because even going up in the status is Malkus. So surely not going up and going across in status is going to get Malkus. Says the Gemara then. V'Rava, why wouldn't Rava say this? In Onshim min Adin. You can't give an Onish based on a Kalvachomer. And therefore, Rava says you can't use learn a bit on Kavachomer, that's why you have to have a makar. Right? Big sugya in the Rishonim, the svar for Ein Onshin Ben Adin, right? 3 days in the Achronim, Rabbi Yosef Engel, right? What exactly is the svar for Ein Onshin Ben Adin? Is it because, midihi batara, period, Xeris HaKasif, you can't give an onesh based on a Kavachomer, period. Or, number two, is that maybe it's even too chamor. Right, if this is more chamor, and therefore you should say that it's going to get a punishment, maybe this punishment is not even good enough. and big enough, right? And based on the smog and the Kesef Mishnah, the smog by the Isser of putting one's children into the fire, Molech, and the Pasuk says, and the Gemara darshans, that if you put some of your children into the Molech, so then you get, then you're Chayef. But if you put all your children, so then you're not Chayef. All your children should be a Kal v'chomer, says the Smag. No, because you would have thought that if you give all your children, all the one's progeny, then Misa's not even going to help. Right? It's so beyond that it's even worse, it's even more chomer. So sometimes a Kal v'chomer, the logic is correct, but then giving the Onesh is not going to be enough. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Eidus quotes this Smag in the context of Eidim Zomamin. Kasha Zomam v'lo Kasha Asa. Right? The question of, is that, how does that work? What's the Svara? So the Ramban in Parsha Shoftim quotes two lines. Number one, he quotes Gzeiras HaShalit, Gzeiras HaKasev, and then he says, but maybe I'll give a Svara. He goes right in from the Gzeiras HaKasev to the Svara that Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, Elohim Nitzav Badas Kel, the judges are amongst HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have never let it happen for the judges to put to death an innocent soul. He must have been Chayav Misa for something else. Right? That's why Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa. But says the Kesef Mishnah, based on this smog, maybe or not, maybe that it's so beyond Gadol Avonom Minso, that if you actually put somebody to death using the legal system, so that is beyond, and that's why we can't give you a punishment based on Kal v'chomer. Kasher Zomam v'lo Kasher Asa, we don't say that. So again, that's the svara. So it's a second, that's a second idea why we wouldn't say Ein Onshin Min Hadin, because of the smog and the Kesef Mishnah type of svara, that it's too chomer. And number three, the third svara that is mentioned for Ein Onshin Min Hadin is that the Rav Yosef Engel writes, there's an idea of v'hitzilu ha'eda. V'hitzilu ha'eda, that means we always try to save. A special din by in Hilchas, in Maseches Sanhedrin, comes up often, but that's another reason why we might not say ein onshin min hadin. So again, midihi b'Torah, or it might be too chamur, or the special din v'hitzilu ha'eda is another one, but not for now. Let's continue. But that's a number of the svaras of ein onshin min hadin. Good. So that's Ravas. That's why you don't learn it based on, you need a pasuk, you don't learn it from the Kal v'chomer. Oh, the other one I'll just mention quickly, there might be a pircha to the Kal v'chomer. Right? Meaning Kal v'chomer is based on logic, unlike all the other midos, shatar, and adreshes behen. And therefore I might think this is logical, but who knows? It's Kal v'chomer sheish lo pircha, and therefore, one can be onish min hadin. The Abaya, how would Abaya answer this? Right, so how could he be ma'anish min hadin? Amalacha halav dinu. I didn't really mean a Kal v'chomer, says Abaya. I didn't really mean a Kal v'chomer. Migara tov meira. Is it any worse than tov meira? Meaning it's what we might call a gilui milsa, as Rashi says here. Hai lav onshin min hadinu el a gilui milsa bialma. Ki tehecha dechihechi degali kradalaki atov dechulin ki memrele berad dekodesh gali nami di memrele betov dekodesh laki. Right, it's kind of like a comparison, not really a Kal v'chomer. It's a gili milsa, and therefore the rules of Kal of din and enoshim and din would not apply. Right, so the Rambam mentions also in the beginning of Hilchas Tumas Meis, where the Rambam discusses a Kal v'chomer, but it's not really a Kal v'chomer. The Rambam, at the beginning of Thomas Mace, quotes, "Hameis v'tameva ma'ago v'maso v'o elov Tumas Shiva." As we know, the Rambam first talks about Thomas Mace in Sefer Tara, that it's the most chamor tumah, that it's maga, masa, and ohel. The Tumas maga v'ohel, mifurash in Batorah, Parshas Chukas. Maga and ohel are mifurish. Hanogeh v'meis l'chol nefesh adam v'tamei shivas yamim, kolabola ohel, v'chol asher v'ohel yitma shivas yamim. So the two poles, Maga and Ohel, those are Mefurish in the Torah. But where's Masa? Says the Rambam here in Halacha Beis, Tomas Masa mi piashmua, v'kal v'chomer advarim. And it's a Kal v'chomer. How do you know that if you carry a Kizayis min hames, or any part of the mace without touching the mace, so that's going to be Tame Daraisa? How do you know that? The Rambam says, Kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer. What's the Kal v'chomer? Ma im nevela shi tumas erif. Nevela, which only makes you tummy for one day. Eina matame ba'ohel. And it does not make you, if you're under the same roof as a nevela, a carcass. So it's not going to make you tummy ba'ohel. Mitama b'masa, nevela, which is very kal. It only makes you tummy for a day. And it's not matame ba'ohel. And yet it's matame b'masa if you carry it. Shenemar. V'hanoseas nivlasam hameis l'kosh again. So surely mace. Shuli Mesu, which makes you tummy for 7 days, and is matame ba'ohel. Umana vela shamanita maga'a tumas erev, masa'a tumas erev, afamesh maga'o tumashiva, masa'o tumashiva. That's the Rambam. Ein tumas masa b'meis midivrei sofrim ela din Torah. The Rambam says the favorites. This is a din daraisa. Din daraisa tumas masa. Nafkamina, if you put tumas masa and you touch truma, you touch kachim. Din daraisa. The yirali, and then the Rambam says, so why didn't it say it? The yirali, sheshasak mimena hakasuf. The Torah didn't say tumas masa. Kiderech. Whenever the Rambam has a comparison, it's always fascinating, because why does the Rambam need to tell us this? The next two lines don't teach us any halacha. So again, a raya, you don't need a raya, but a raya that the Rambam's Mishnah Torah is not just a sefer of halacha, it's a sefer of lamdas, and a sefer of conceptual ideas. The Rambam here says, V'yirali, he's not telling us any halacha. It's all conceptual. Sheshasak mimen ha'kasav, kiderach sheshasak mi'isar abas. Just like the Torah does not mention the isar arayos of daughter. Why? Lafisha asa beferish afila basabas. It says granddaughter. Vishasak may iser achilas baser bechalav. And it does not say anywhere in the Torah that you're not allowed to eat baser bechalav. Lafisha asa beferish afila bishulo. You're not allowed to even cook baser bechalav. Right? So included. Kach shasak mitumas masa bemeis. Lafisha time beferish afila tumas ohalo. Kol shekain masa o. So the Rambam says three contexts. The Isra of Bas, the Isra of eating Bas B'chalav, and the Isra of Tumas Masa, the concept of Tumas Masa, not the Isra, the concept of Tumas Masa, those three are included, so to speak. But he does use the Lashon of Kal V'chomer twice here in the Lashon. The Ketzav Mishnah here on this Rambam says, I ain't on Shemin Adin. So Yerush Shemin Adin, how do you get punished for eating Bas B'chalav? Or Tumas Masa V'chulu. So the Rambam has 2 days there. V'im Tamari, Tumas Masa, Bas B'chizar, Bas B'chalav, on Shemin Adin. V'yesh Lomar, number one, Shemei Acher Shebas Habas, Eina Asura Elamachmas Habas, Shehi Ima, Mimela Mashma Shehi Asura, Ve'ein Kan Onshe Min Hadin. It's included. It is Gilui Milsa Ba'alma. It's not literally a Kal V'chomer. It's what Abaya says here too. It's once you say one, the other one is included. It's not Dafka, a Kal V'chomer like we would have said otherwise. Ubasa bachalav, mikivan sha'asa bishulo, havi bichlal, o sochal kodoyuka, shadiatil har batochal, vichul. That is all, one. Then the Rambam does add a second daya, again, famous, or we'll make it famous, inami. The Rambam says, the Kesavishna says, the iser of cooking basa bachalav is a siyag de oraisa for eating basa bachalav. Shalo asra Torah, lavashel, ela kadeshalo yavo le'echol. And he continues. That's that one line of the Kesef Mishnah. Put it on the list of Siyagim Da'araisa. You can't cook Bas B'chalav because you might come to eat Bas B'chalav. And all the other Siyagim that are discussed by the Achronim. You can't, Isser of Yichud. Some of the Isser of Yichud is Da'araisa. Some of the Isser of Negia. The Shita of the Rambam against the Ramban. The Negia im non-Krovim is Asur Da'araisa according to the Rambam. The Ran on the first Daf in Psachim. Ba'al Rabbi Yimatze is a siyag daraisa for eating chametz. The Kle Yakar about the mitzvah of covering up dam, so you might not come to eat it. All of these are concepts and halachas on a daraisa level that are aser mishum a different or a mitzvah mishum a different mitzvah daraisa. Anyway, but it starts off with that Kesef Mishnah in the Rambam beginning of Hilchos Tumas Meis, and that is the basis for Abaya right here. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbana, second wide line. Lo yachlifenu b'shalachayrim lo yamro so b'shalatzmo. You can't, lo yachlifenu, you shouldn't be machlif b'shalachayrim v'lo yamro so b'shalatzmo. So what exactly does this mean of b'shalachayrim? V'lichta lo yachlifenu v'lo boy v'lo yamro so. Just say lo yachlifenu. You can't be machlif, you can't be maimer on someone else's. Ikasav hachi hava mina teitezu v'tekanezu hu ditilki. Right, you might think that this one goes out and this one goes in. If you have that kavana, that's where you're going to get malchus. If your kavana of tmura is to switch, avol meimir ditravayo kamakdish luhu. But by meimir, in a case of meimir where you have kavana that both should be kadosh, so then aim a lo lucky. Maybe you shouldn't get malchus in that case. If your kavana by tmura is to end them oath. And then by both being Malkus, getting Malkus, so then maybe there's not an Aveir. Kamash Malan, that is good enough, and you're good enough for the Aveira. Sfasem is wonders here. I don't understand. If you want to be makdish an animal, then that's okay. So what's the case here? That you want to be makdish an animal, and you say zutachazu, like, what's the avera that's going to be tmura? Ask the kesef, ask the sfasem is here. L'charina move on. Di lo amar zutachazu, ain't a tmura, ak hektish pa'alma, v'may lucky. What's the case? You want both of these to be hektish. What's the case of the avera that the chiddush is that it's aser? V'nira lefarish. This is what the Gemara means. De'eno rotze lahotzio mikdushaso, rak she'eno rotze lahakriva. V'yavi behema acheres tachteha lahakriv. V'rishona eino rotze lahakriv. I have an animal that's supposed to be a carbon. I have another animal I want to bring this animal instead as the carbon. The first animal will still be kadosh, but I have no plans to be makriv, that first animal. That's the case. That's the case that it's aser mishum tamura, even though you have plans that both of them should stay kadosh. Good. So we didn't fully explain that first line of the Braisa, which we have to get back to now. Lo yachlifena b'shal acherim, lo yarmoso b'shal atzmo. Right? What exactly does that mean? B'shal acherim and b'shal atzmo. Here the Gemara explains it. Hai b'shal acherim, hechidami. What exactly does that mean? Of acherim. I neima behema dehektish didei v'chulin da'alma. You have your animal that is hektish, and you have a chulin animal that does not belong to you. Somebody else's animal. What? So it's saying that you're not allowed to be maimir that animal, but you can't. That animal is not yours. Mi matzi makdish, ish ki akdish is beso, kodesh lashem, amarachmana, ma beso bershusov, ko bershusov, right? You can't be makdish something that's not yours. And therefore, that can't be what the Gemara is talking about, that try to be maimir somebody else's animal. Ella, rather, what must it mean? Ve'ella behema dehektish da'alma v'chulun didei. The flip side, right? You have an animal. You have an animal, your friend has a carbon. So you want to be maimir your friend's carbon onto your animal. So then the only kedusha that's being expanded is my animal. So that's the case. So the Gemara says, mi matvis bedavar shein shelo, does that work? Lahatvis, to connect, even that animal also has to be yours. Right? The tmura, the maimir, the source animal also has to be yours. So you can't be maimir on someone else's animal because they're not the makdish davar shein shelo, but you can't be makdish based on your friend's animal because the source tmura animal also has to be yours. So what's the pasuk talking about? What's the brisa explaining the pasuk talking about b'shel achirim? So la'olam, says the Gemara, be'behema dehektish da'alma v'chulun didei. Really, the behema, the hektish da'alma, and it's your chulun. Meaning it's your friend's carbon and your animal that you're trying to expand and get kedusha on. Doesn't the animal, the source animal, have to be yours? Answer, it does not. It just has to be open to you. Kigon de Amar Mare de Behema de Hektish. Your friend has a carbon, and your friend says, Kol Harotze Lahamir Bebehemto Yavav Yamir. Whoever would like to do Tmura from this animal, so he can't do Tmura. He can't do Tmura. Meaning, you have the Rishus to do it. Very interesting. Does anything happen to that original animal? And we discussed it back on Daf Beis. Is there any extra kedusha that goes onto that animal? Because otherwise, what kind of rishus do I need? Why does he have to give me rishus? There's kedusha, and I'm extending it onto mine, onto my animal. Right? Does anything happen to that animal? Maybe because, yes. Maybe because something does happen to that animal. We quoted the language of the Sefer HaChinuch. Right? If somebody doesn't treat the new even the original animal with kedusha, he violates not only me'ila, but he violates tamura. So maybe that's also part of the reason why you have to get, so to speak, rishus from the host animal that is being portrayed. The Ben HaChinuch in Shinran Aleph has a couple of different deus. He goes one direction, then goes in the other direction. Is this shlichus? Right, is he really giving bialus over to the other person by saying kolarotze? And he quotes the other sugis in Shas that we have fun sometimes. Kolarotze litrom, yabav yitrom, by Truma. Kolarotze legarish, whoever wants to give the get to the person's wife. So the Mechas Chinuch in Shin Nun Aleph, Shin Nun Beis. Shin Nun Beis, he talks about, l'ma'ayen b'tzmura daftas, if you look in the Gemara, in Tzmura, like we're doing, de'eno mafis behekta shein shalo, can't be yours, rak de'amar mare, only if the mare says it. Nira de'loshen shlichus be'inon. So he first starts by saying, it sounds like a shlichus. And you find in Nedarim Lamed Vav, this is a language of Shlichus, just like somebody says, by Torah Mes Trumaso, right, the Lashon works, Kola Torim, Ava Lashon Garua, but what if somebody says, the lower level, quoted in other Gemaras, Kola Meimir Eino Mafsid, he doesn't say Kola Rotz Alahamir Yavav Yamir, Kola Meimir Eino Mafsid, right, he's not going to be, he's going to be Mafsid, because he's not going to Veira, but Kola Meimir, if anybody's Meimir, he's not going to be unable to accomplish what he wants to accomplish, to Bahai Gavna Bitruma Lomahani, also by Truma, Imkein Achanami, won't work here because you don't need anything less than Shlichus. That's what he starts off by saying. But then he says, I'm not so sure, because of the Rambam that we discussed a couple of days ago. Tosfos and the Rambam about the case that the Goy is Makdash an animal with Kavana that a Jew could be Miskaper from it. So the Rambam quoted that case and said that's a case of Safek. Suffolk, whether that works or not. The goy is not subject to shlichus. A goy is not included in shlichus. Mishaleach or shliach, right? We know that from elsewhere. First Mishnah in Trumas discusses this also. So, Imkain asked the Minchas Chinuch, how could be a suffolk? Ain shlichus the goy klal? Maybe midrabanan, right? That's Amir la'akum. Maybe on Shabbos, there's a Rashi in the Mesech Shabbos. Shlichus la'akum l'chumra, Gemara b'metzia. But technically, he's not included in shlichus. Therefore, it says the Minchas Chinuch, he goes the other way. Al kei nirali de lo tsara kan shlichus. Ragili das dimu maskim sheyamiru bishalo mahani. Right, he just is megala das that you can. And again, it's fascinating that you need that. Right, if you need bialos, fine. For whatever reason, you need bialos to have the source of the. But once you don't need bialos, it's why would you need rishus? And why? What would it accomplish? Right, is there anything happening to the source animal? So unless you say yes, something is happening to the source animal, right? Something is happening, and there's an extra level of kedusha, so to speak, on it. The Minchas Chinuch also in Os Tes later on in the mitzvah also discusses the same thing, and he talks about this idea of nesinas reshus. Should there be any difference between chulin da alma? What about different chulin animals? Okay, he talks about this, but not for now. Okay, so this is the Minchas Chinuch on Kol Ha, the Mari gives Rishus. Question, the Gemara doesn't say it. Is this Lifnei Iver? This Lifnei Iver, where he says, okay, whoever wants to use my animal for Temura, feel free. So he's not telling them to do an Aveira. He's creating, is it Trey Avri Dinara? Is it Chavri Dinara? The person could just be Makdash's animal. There are a lot of other carbon animals. He could just be Makdash his own animal and then do Tmura from his second animal. So, interesting. Didn't see it discussed whether this is Lifnei, is at least Misayei Ledvar Avera on a Durabana level, but at least, Lifnei Iver could be. Not sure if it's, what it would be considered. Okay, so the Mishnah continues and says, not only does Tmura apply to non-exact substitutions, but the following as well. Memir and Echad b'shtayim, b'shtayim b'echad. Even 1 to 2, 2 to 1, Echad b'mei, o mei b'echad. 1 to 100. If somebody says these 100 animals should be kadosh instead of the first one. Rabbi Shimon Omer, ein memir nela Echad b'echad. Shneamar, vayahu smarso yekodesh, mahu miyuchad, af hi miyuchedes. That is the Rabbi Shimon. It's only one and one. The Stasemis here has the suffix. According to Reb Shimon, it's 1 and 1. What about 2 and 2? Can't be 1 to 100, 100 to 1. What about 2 and 2? Is that also? You can't be Meimir? De Efshar Kolima de Reb Shimon Hu de Ha Meimir Yeh Kamoa Hektish. Aleph Ba'aleph Ve'hei Ve'hei Be'ez Ve'ez. For who I didn't Be'ez, I'm sorry. V'tzarachim. So that is the suffix of the Stasemis. Goes to the root of what Reb Shimon Shita is. Right, is it a special Xeris HaKasuv of 1 and 1, or is it just it has to be parallel? Has to be parallel. Okay. Says the Gramminani Mili, the Tanur Rabbanan, Behema, Behema, Mikan Shememirin, Echad Bebezu, Bez Bechad, Echad Meo, Me Bechad, Shimon Omer, Erin Al Echad Bechad, Shneemar, Behema, Behema, Velo Behema, Bebehemos, Velo Behemos, Bebehema, Omer Lo, or Amru Lo, they say back to Rabbi Shimon, Matzino Behema, Shakriya Behema. We find that sometimes plural animals could be called Behema, Shneemar, Ubehema, Rabbah, as it says in Yonah. And that includes many. Rabbi Shimon, Behema Rabba Ikri, Behema Stam Lo Ikri. Stam Behema is only one, says Rabbi Shimon. But time of the Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Behema Hu. So Gemara now says, Rabbi Shimon's reason, basis is really because of the word singular Behema. But time of the Rabbi Shimon, Mishum Hu. Isn't it because of who, the second part of the Mishnah, Mahu miyuchad af temura miyuchades? So is it based on who or the singular behema? Answer, Me'ikara amar lam Rabbi Shimon min v'haya hu usmaraso. He said who? V'chi chazet the darshi rabbanan mi behema be behema. But once he saw they darshed from that, amar lam, he says you can't. Iu me'asam na'ami matzin l'melef time adidi. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon kind of used both for his shita. The Rambam, when he quotes this halacha in Hilchas Timura, he says, how many malchus do you get? 1 to 100, 100 to 1. How many malchus for Timura? Says the Rambam, O Shehemir Echad B'meya O Meya B'Echad, Bein B'Bas Achas, Bein B'Zechar Zeh. Also interesting. Hare Elu Timura V'Loke Kiminyan HaBehemos Shehemir. Kiminyan HaBehemos Shehemir. Which sounds like, whichever, let's say you did one, you have one carbon, and then you do it to 100, you get 100 malchus. Even if it's basachas. Even if it's one phrase. The Mari Kirkus says here, Lo mitzasiv bishum makom mefurash. I did not find this halacha explained mefurish anywhere. You know, it's our Gemara, but it doesn't say how many malchus. Mikom makom adabar nira mukhrach bataimo. But I think the Rambam's right. I think the Rambam's right. It's mukhrach bataimo. Because, like it says, tekdusha hechan holcha. Right? Temura shnia kabari shona. And therefore, the result are all of these animals. And therefore, the Mari Kirkus thinks the Rambam is right, even though he doesn't know exactly what the source for the Rambam is. The Brisker Rav also discusses it here. The Menchas Chinuch in, again, Shin Nun Aleph, the previous mitzvah in Os Yud-Gimel. Os Yud-Gimel, again, the Menchas Chinuch in all of these sugyas plays an important role. He discusses it there. Okay, but this is the Shita of the Rambam. Good. Says the Gemara, Amar Eish Lakish, Moder Rabbi Shimon Shimon Mirin Vachozin Mirin. Ha. Reish Lakish says, even though it's only 1 to 1, but even according to Rabbi Shimon, on Monday, your Mamir, animal A to animal B, on Tuesday, animal A could also be used to be Mamir a different animal, animal C. Even though it's 1 to 1, you could do it over and over again, one after another. My time, Kedusha Rishona, Dehektish Leichan Halcha. Where did the first Kedusha go? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Machlokas within Rabbi Shimon Shita. Kashem Shem Mamirin, Beis Be'echad, Kachem Mamirin, Bechozim Mamirin. Once it's used up, it's used up. You can't be Mamir, you can't expand the Kedusha more than once, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And therefore, maybe what's the root of the Machlokas within Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not the same source animal anymore after you're Mamir from it once. According to Reish Lakish, maybe it is. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish. You have a Braisa exactly like the Yeshitas. Tani Kavasid Rabbi Yochanan, Kashem Shem Emir, Necha Mishnaim, Kachem Emir, Vachozim Emir. Tani Kavasid Reish Lakish, Yochosh Kashem, Sharam Rabbi Shimon Shem Emir, Shem Be'echad, Kachem Emir, Vachozim Emir, Tavalomar, Vayhu is more so, Afilu Bemea. Fine. By Rabbi Yavin, Ladivar Yomer, Emir, Vachozim Emir, according to Rabbi Yochanan, that within Rabbi Shimon, you can't be Mamir again. What about if things have changed? Hifrish Asham Lischaper Bo, the Hamer Bo. Here's the case. I have a carbon Asham, and I do Tmura from that carbon Asham. The Hamer Bo, and then the Humam. The original animal gets a Mum, the Chilolo Al Acher, and I get, I bring another animal, I'm a Chalid on a different one, and that new animal gets lost. So what do we have here? We have an animal, Animal A, you did Tmura from Animal A. Animal A then gets a mum. So you redeem it to animal. You have an animal that became tamura. We're not talking about that animal. You take another animal that you're redeem it on, animal B. Animal B now gets lost. So you bring animal C instead of animal B. And you're makrib animal C. And now you find animal B. So animal B now, what's the halacha? That's a carbon that is kaper ba'acher. So that automatically changes. If it's an asham that's kaper ba'acher, it turns into a carbon ola. So, could you do tmura from that animal? Rabbi Yochanan says you can't use the same animal twice for tmura, according to Rabbi Shimon. But this animal now is a different name of a karban. It's no longer an asham, it's an ola, and it's a different animal. So, in that case, would Rabbi Shimon allow it? V'neskaber b'asham acher. V'nitak la'ola. As we've discussed in the past, the lumdis of asham shenitak l'ri'iya becomes an ola. Remember, if it was a chatos, it's one of the chatos mesos. But an asham becomes an ola. So, ma'u sheyamir bo. So there are two things changed. So Amar Abaya. So Abaya now says to Rabbi Avin, ask this question. Amar Abaya, Maika Mibayalei. Why do you ask this question where there are two differences? It's a different animal, guf, and it's a different animal status of carbon. What about just one? E base gufin v'kedusha achas. If his question really is about two different animals, even with the same kedusha, tibayle below miskaper. So leave out that detail that he had a kapara with a different one. It's already a different body. E base kedushos v'guf echad. And if the question is if it's two different statuses of animals, tibayle below huma. Forget the huma. Right? He already has two. If you just say he lost it. So, Rabbi Avin, chadim go chadakum ibayle. Really, he's asking one question on top of another question. He's bothered by both. Bothered by both. Imtim zalom ashnei gufin v'kedusha achas lo. Even if you want to say two different animals with the same status, meaning they're both the same carbon, maybe there mishum debahi kedusha, because there ha itmar b'chad zimna or ha imar b'chad zimna, because this kedusha already created a second carbon. And that's why if it's the same status of a carbon, maybe you can't create a second tamura. Shnei gufim v'shnei kedushas ma'u. But what if it had two different kedushas? Maybe it would work. So teku, unanswered question. So again, fascinating discussions. We could speak about this in Lumdis about why tamura should be limited or more expanded, whether it's the same animal, two different kedushos, or a different animal with the same kedusha. But both of those are up for discussion. Lishnachrina, similar discussion as follows. Boy Rabbi Yavin, Rabbi Yochanan, Dalmar Emir Nechozim Emir, Rabbi Yochanan, who says generally if you have one animal in the same Kedusha, right, one animal, it's the same animal that it's always been, it can't create a second Kedusha. So Hifrish Asham Lis Kapra Bo, Vehemir Bo, Vahuma, Vechilo Acher, Mao She Yachser Vyamir, right, and you said the same case as up above, but it didn't say Venis Kapra Bo Asham Acher. Right? You skip that step. That'll be the next step. So it's two different questions. So Amar Abaya, which one are you really bothered by? Kedusha acher is ba'oso aguf. If it's the same carbon, same shape carbon with a different shape carbon. Kedusha acher is ba'oso aguf, different carbon, but the same body. Meaning change from an ashram to an ola. Loni boy. Humam v'chilo ba'acher. Again, the girsos here are a little unusual, but it's asking the same issues. So, and you don't need humam v'chilo ba'acher. Av guf acher ba'osa kedusha v'loni boin is kaper ba'asham acher. So what is he really asking? Is he asking the kedusha question or the guf question? Rabbi Avin chadem igol chadekami ba'ilei. They're asking really both. Yeah, this is an example of Kutshim, where we don't have Rashi and Tosfos and all the other Rishonim to have worked on the Girsos for us. Again, Rashi has some. Rashi acts a little differently on this Masechta, of course, Yerushalmi's here also. But either way, Humam the Humar v'chilolo alacher. So that's the first question. If it was Humam and it was, you used it for Timura, and it was Mechal HaNachar, Maoshi Yachsev Yamir. Mi Amrina Ba'asham Rishon Udein Chose Omeimir. The original Asham, you can't do it again. According to Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Shimon, Avo Baguf Acher, but a different body. Ava Gav Dekadosh Oza Kedusha Chose Omeimir, even though it has the same status of Karban. O Dilma, no. Kolb Osa Kedusha Ein Chose Omeimir. Or, as if it has the same kedusha, so then you cannot create the same. You can't create tamura. V'imtiv salomar hadein guf acher, or if you say if it's a guf acher, kiva debosa kedusha ka'im ein chozer umeimir, you cannot create tamura with the same kedusha. So what about elas kaper basham acher v'nitak zer rishon laola maushi yachsav yamar bo? So what about the case of it's nitak? It turns it to an ola. Mi amrinan ki ein meimir chozer umeimir hanimili osa a guf bosa kedusha. Maybe same animal, same status of carbon is excluded. Aval oso haguf b'kedusha acheres chozo meimir. But if the same animal, but a different carbon, maybe that could create tamura or not. O dilma afal kedusha acheres, kiva oso haguf einu einu chozo meimir, teku. So you have all of these questions. Again, fascinating, lundish questions, which we'll have to get back to, but Hashem also in Maseches Krisos, when we talk about different gufim and different statuses of different bodies. Same shame isser, different physical bodies, same physical body, different shame isser, all of these come up in that case. You know, the machlokas Rishonim, again, we don't have time to go into it right now, but remember the machlokas Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, whether the concept of asham shenitak l'ri'iya, right? We know the halacha is vav and asham, and something happened, one of the five situations, which for a chatas, the chatas would have to be one of the chatos amesos, halacha moshe b'sinai. We're going to have a mishnah later on about the five chatos amesos. I think it's a mishnah on daf chaf aleph or so. Chaf Aleph Amun Aleph, the Chados Mesos, right, abbreviated by Vitimna, Velar Chatas, Tmuras Chatas, Mes Bailim, Niskabra Ba'acher, of Rashnasa. So those are the five. So by an Ashem, in all those cases, the halacha is Ashem Shenitak L'Re'iyah. So it has to be designated, sent out to graze in the field, and it becomes in Ola in that case. So the Nitak, is that a Dinder Abanan or a Dinder Raisa? Meaning, according to some Rishonim, it memela naturally becomes an ola, even without your doing anything. The second that this events take place, this Ashem turns into an ola, even without your designation and you're sending it out and Bezdin declaring it all the different days about what Nitak is. And if that's true, that's a fascinating shita. That an ola and an Ashem have a certain affinity. By Shtoda is a type of shlamim. We understand they're connected. And different other Karban Pesach is a type of shlamim. A Pesach, Pesach turns into a shlamim. That we understand more. But an Ashram turning into an Ola, that's interesting. But there are, halacha reflects that somewhat. We know Chatas has unique Zrika halachas. All four corners, Lamala Michuta Sikra, Dafka with one's finger. Those Zrikas don't apply to Ashram. Ashram is like Ola regarding Zerik, even though Ashram is Baal Chet like Chatos, but an Ashram is also, it's Shtayim Shein Arba, it's Lamata Michuta Sikra. So it's like an Ola, it's like a Nachatos, but it's, that's a Machlokas Rishonim, important Machlokas Rishonim. What is that? The fact that the Ashram has to be Nitak to an Ola, is that on a Daraisa level or even on a Darabana level, but a Daraisa level is natural. Okay, let's get to it a little bit more. Amar B'Shem Ben Levi, we have a similar parallel discussion in the following halacha. Hektish Rishon Mosif Chomesh Vein Hektish Sheni Mosif Chomesh. The only time that you have to be Mosif a Chomesh is when you redeem. We know the halacha is if you redeem your own Hektish, so then you have to be Mosif Chomesh. But if it's Hektish Sheni, if it's one step removed, so then you do not have to be Mosif Chomesh. So, Amar Papa, my time there, Shuvan Levi, Amar Krav, Im HaMaktish, Yigdalos Beso, V'yasav Chamishis, Maktish V'lo HaMatfis. Only if you're Maktish, and then you try to redeem it, but if Matfis, if there's one step removed, it's Hektish of Hektish, so then you would not be Mosef Chomish. Boi Rebbe Yavin. So, Hifrish Asham Liskaprabo, V'humam. What if somebody is mafresh an asham v'humam, and then it gets a mum v'hosif alav chomesh v'chillo, and then you redeem it, and then v'chillo al chaveiro, and then it gets lost. So v'niskaber b'asham acher v'nitak zeh la'ola. So then what happens? It gets lost, and you take a different asham, and then you find the original one. Mash yosef alav chomesh. So now this original one, if you try to redeem it, you have to be mosef chomesh, because that's not from the original Kedusha. The original one got a mum. So Amar Abaya, Maika Meboyle. So Abaya asked a similar type of question that he asked up above in our context. Ish ne gufin v'kedusha achas kamiboyle. Are you asking if it's two different bodies with the same status, if there's chomesh there, tibali b'lo miskaper? So why do you have to have that extra detail? You don't have to ask about that it got lost. Ish ne kedushos v'guf echad kamiboyle, tibali b'lo humam. Same thing as before. Why are you asking double? Different animal and different status. For Rabbi Yamin, Chadim Yichol, Migo Chadim Kamimoyle. The Gemara says he's really asking both. Imtip Salama Shnei Gufin V'Kedusha Achas Lo. If you want to say if it's the same status of Karban, you don't have to add on a Chomesh. Mishun Dabahi Kedushi Tosa Bachada Zimna Chomesh. You already had a Chomesh added on from that Kedusha. But Shnei Gufin V'Shnei Kedushos Mai. What about two Gufin and two Kedushos? Teku. So that is unanswered. Lishna Achrina, there's another version of this which fits in, but again, we'll have to stop here. We'll have to continue with Lishna Achrina next time. Again, it goes into the next daf, and then we'll get into Hakom Emir, and we continue here with details of Temura. Okay, we'll stop here.